sometimes you might need a pick-me-up. A push in the right direction. Some words that help put you back on track. This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast with your motivational moment.
Good morning! Welcome to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast with your motivational moment for the week. I'm your host, director, CEO of the show, Chris Jacks. How are you? Just how's your week been going so far? Whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur, someone who likes, or one of those people that needs some motivation and inspiration to help them get themselves through the day, the art of creation is needed by everyone out there. The clip I have for you this week, as you'll see from the title, is of the legend known as Peter Cullen. Now, for those of you that don't recognize the name, I can guarantee you that you will have heard some of his work. Now, this is only a very short clip taken from a Transformers Con Q&A session, and the Transformers reference might give you a clue to who is voiced if you don't already know, but we'll go through that afterwards. Now, this clip is about how the voice, or should I say, the sound, of the Predator from the film series was created. You know the one? Tentacles on the face? Heat vision? Anyway, so without me talking about any more, let's hear that story.
The Predator. Your credit is a special vocalizations by Peter Cullen. How did that happen and what was that like to do?
I had just done 11 reels of King Kong and all that stuff. And I started to cough up blood. And we call those blood throats. Hey, slave over a hot mic, you know, you gotta put some blood out there, you know what I mean? Anyway, I went to the audition telling them that my agent, I said, I'm not going to do any monster sounds. I can't. My throat is really kind of burned up and I'm still coughing a little blood from King Kong. So he said, no, they want you to come. 20th Century Fox wants you to go down there. So I drove down to 20th Century Fox and I'm in the studio and they want me to do a monster sound. And I said, well, what does he look like? He said, well, we can't show you. I said, well, if I can't see the character, I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, I have to have something to relate to, put myself inside it. He said, I insisted. Said, well, there's no point in me being here. So they showed me a silver streak. Goes across the thing. And I went, that doesn't help. So they said, okay, they disappeared for a while, and I'm in a big, big soundstage where they've done hundreds of great, great movies at 20th Century Fox. You know, you can all, the big old leather chairs behind me, and I could smell the Spencer Tracys and the Katharine Hepburns and the Humphrey Bogarts, and it was very, very intense for me. And they came back in, and they said, okay, they were going to roll down to the very end of the film where the Predator takes off his headgear and you're going to see the face and all that stuff. And when they did that, I saw this ugly, ugly face and these tentacles like going like this. And it reminded me of a upside down horseshoe crab dying in the sun on a beach when I was a kid. It was nasty. But from that horseshoe crab was coming all this crackling sounds, bubbles coming out that were bursting, you know. I could remember it. So I don't know if I can do them now, but I thought, okay. But the voice director couldn't hear what I was doing. So, but I told the sound guys, it's a big, big, big boom mic, the pencil. And when they record in a soundstage, that microphone can be right up there and they can hear everything. But how are they going to hear that? So I said, could you bring the boom down? Could you bring it down, please? I said, it's here. I said, further, 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 further. So I got it there. And I said, and the director behind me cannot hear what I'm doing. He can't hear it. And he's throwing the paper down the dust. What is going on here? Like this. And then about 10 seconds later, come up here. Come up here. You got to hear this. And he's up the back staircase. And he's gone up. And you hear the clang and slam. Then about 5 minutes later, all right, well, let's go to reel one. And that's how that happened.
And that was the legendary Peter Cullen. Again, another great story about how something that turns out to become so iconic is created. As the story said, how could you create the sound of a character, even the sound of a monster figure, if you haven't got a clue what it looks like? Despite the secrecy, those people got the sound they wanted and so much more, just from the reactions they gave in that story. This is how simple something incredible can be created. Now, if you still aren't sure who Peter Cullen is, well, I did say that you probably heard of his work somewhere, and his most famous character is, of course, Optimus Prime from Transformers, hence the Transformers Conlink. But it's not just the leader of the Autobots that he's famous for. He has also voiced Ironhide, as well as several other Transformer characters. You can also add Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh to that list, as well as in the Knight Rider, Dungeons & Dragons, Spider-Man, G.I. Joe, My Little Pony, Chip and Dale, DuckTales, Gremlins, GoBots, Super Mario, Dragon's Lair. The list just goes on. And if you haven't heard of any of those, I just don't know what to say to you now. Now, if today's episode has given you that missing inspiration that you may have needed to help kickstart the idea you have, unlock that hidden talent that you have right now, and give you the trigger to kickstart your life, take control again, then come and book a call with me right now, your very own 30-minute Learn, Develop, Live power call is waiting for you to be booked. Book it now! Let's see what the Learn, Develop, Live method can do for you and the creation that you want to bring to life. Stop dragging your heels. Stop the suffering yet again for another day. Come over to ldlcall.com, find the ideal slot for you, and let's speak soon. Remember, trust yourself and take action. Book your call. I'm here ready to help you. Look after yourself, and I'll see you in the next one.
Thanks for listening. You can find more motivational moments at learndeveloplive.com, and we'll be back to inspire you again tomorrow.